Okay, I'm talking to John Boone, who is in Islamabad. He's the Guardian's man there. John, tell us a little bit about this attack in the context of previous attacks at airports in Pakistan. Is this the first major attack of its type on a civilian airport in Pakistan?
Big attack on an air installation was in 2011 on a naval air force base in Karachi, where a team of about 15 attackers killed almost 20 military personnel in a major attack, and also destroyed some surveillance aircraft that were stationed there. It was a real shock to Pakistan at the time because it was such an extraordinary breach of security. This attack this evening is already having a similar effect. People asking, how could such an attack take place on such a potentially obvious target? This is the civilian airport that serves Karachi, Pakistan's business and commercial hub, a city of 20 million people, one of the biggest cities in the world. And it appears that rather than attempting to go through the front or to go into the main civilian terminal, they appear to have attacked at a smaller terminal used for VIPs and pilgrims when they travel to Mecca. They appear to have got in, and then everything else is unclear. All we know at the moment is that clouds of smoke are billowing over the airport.
Okay.
There are pictures showing a fire that appears to be blazing perilously close to aircraft, suggesting
John,
that it's possible that some of the terminal buildings.
You've been through Karachi Airport yourself. What were your impressions of security there on your most recent visit?
Well, security, the outer perimeter is distinctly unimpressive. It has a security force that is just responsible for guarding Pakistan's civilian airports, and the outer perimeter, these men, they carry these dowsing rod gadgets, similar to the fake bomb detectors sold notoriously by a British businessman jailed last year for selling these devices. It's a slightly different one, but essentially the same principle, and guards will walk around your car holding one of these devices. When you get into the main terminal, security is more rigorous. There's a thorough body screening and pat downs if necessary. But certainly, given the level of risk in Pakistan from the Pakistan Taliban and other militant groups, it's certainly nowhere near the level of security that you get in Kabul, for example, which is really one of the most secure airports I've ever travelled to.
Okay, well, thanks for that, John, and we'll be keeping an eye on things. Okay, many thanks.